Well, the discussion between, there was a conversation. Heisenberg wanted to speak to Niels Bohr, his very venerated teacher, and he had had the intention to tell him that we should have an agreement between physicists of all nations not to build the bomb. This is the version which is always told. Niels Bohr was, of course, in this occupied Copenhagen, in the occupied country, Denmark. And being in an occupied country means that you have to be extremely careful with what you say and what you don't say, because the SS and the Gestapo, the, was heißt Geheimdienst? Security was everywhere and would have big ears. And Bohr refused to cooperate in any way with the Germans, also not with the German ambassador, because he had a Jewish wife, and he knew that on the long run, probably they both would be deported, or maybe his wife would be deported. And he thought at that time already that he probably would have to leave Denmark in order to save their lives. And now he was, when Heisenberg came, there is one theory which was told by a colleague of him, Feinberg. He was a Russian physicist, I think a very good physicist, who received Bohr after the war. And he told my father, Feinberg told my father, that Bohr had told him, Heisenberg started his conversation, Bohr, please cooperate with the Germans, with the German ambassador, because they want to protect you from the Gestapo. But Bohr refused absolutely then and said no, and he understood. But if he says, please cooperate with the German embassy, then that means that maybe they even want to win me to cooperate with the with the German nuclear project, bomb project. And he refused completely. He refused to enter into that conversation. And this is one theory which seems quite plausible to me, that was the reason why he refused the conversation. In reality, Heisenberg wanted to tell him that to build the bomb would be, this is in the film, maybe you have seen it, to build the bomb needs so much of material, of energy, of personal, of persons, of people, of scientists, that we certainly can't do it before, during the war. And that he wanted to tell him, we will not do it because it is too much. We can't do it, and we don't want to do it, by the way. So please tell the others, maybe they come to the same solution. And this is also being proved by the fact that 9 months later, there was a conversation between Heisenberg and Speer, who was the Rüstungsminister? What is that in English? The Minister for Armaments, the German. And Heisenberg told him, we will certainly not be able to build the bomb during the war because it's much too much. And Speer was lost interest, and he cut the money, the financial support, at least to an extent they could continue their research work with a small reactor, but they couldn't continue the work to work at the bomb. So these are two explanations about this conversation. maybe this is now a little bit more understandable.